Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is saturdayswithjoykeyes@hotmail.com. Well, you really want to follow or become a fan because I'm always giving stuff away. Just recently I gave away Mickey Taylor's book, Commander and Chick. I also gave away some CDs, Starbucks gift cards, Whole Foods gift cards, movie tickets. You want to follow at Joy Keyes and you want to become a fan. We're past 125,000 downloads of the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Could not have done that without your support and sharing with friends and family. Thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it, and I hope that the shows have been helpful to you. Well, this evening, this is another great guest, or I have two guests on this evening, that I hope will enlighten you and get you motivated to take care of your health. You know, I'm always talking that your health is a full-time job, but it comes with benefits. You know, we're always looking for a full-time job, and you're like, oh, I don't have any benefits, boo-hoo. Well, if you take care of your health, you will get some benefits. And two young women started a group called Black Girls Run, Tony Carey and Ashley Hicks. And they are taking that very seriously and trying to help other African-American women across the country get back in shape and be healthy. You know, we have a high rate of obesity, type 2 diabetes, blood pressure, you name it, we got it. So this group is awesome, so I wanted to have them on. Tony Carey could not make it this evening, but Ashley Hicks is here, as well as their ambassador, Jocelyn Wright. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
How are you?
Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Oh, glad to be with you.
We got a little stereo going on here. I'm going to start with Ashley. So now,
okay.
I mean, people run by themselves all the time, and maybe you run with your friend, but how did are you and Tony friends, and then how did you start Black Girls Run?
Right. Tony and I have known each other since about 2004. We went to college together, and we actually were Lyme sisters. And so once we crossed, I was the chapter president, and Tony was the treasurer. So we were working very closely and just became best friends kind of in a few short months. So you fast forward, you know, a couple years later, and both of us had graduated from college and had kind of gained some weight, and we're really just looking for ways to lose weight. And I started just working out and finding, reading magazines and, you know, information online to see how I could get healthy, and started from there, started running. And I started telling Tony about it, and she started running. And, you know, we just had a conversation, like, you know, why aren't there that many Black women running? Like, what's going on? After that, we decided, you know, we should blog about this. And our family and friends were asking us questions about, well, how did you get started running? What are you doing? You know, what do you do, just run? And, you know, the answer is, like, yes. So we were just like, we should start giving out, you know, just telling people about our own journeys. And so the best way was through a blog.
Now, the people can, you know, Black women and Black people, in terms of there are different types of activities that we put ourselves in and don't do other things. And you know that has to do with our hair, right? We got a lot of issues with our hair and sweating out, I just got a $200-some weave, or I just got a press and curl. You want me to go running? I'm going to be sweating like a pig. I'm not going to go running, or I'm not going to go swimming, or I'm not going to go do tennis. I mean, unfortunately, this is what we have to go through. We tell ourselves, but we don't. I mean, did you think about this when you started running? Did you hear other women say, oh, that's nice for you because you got good hair? Or, I mean, you know, just things that people say. What any reaction or any issues related to that issue that, you know, Black women in their hair and not being able to exercise in certain types of activities?
Right. You know, I was kind of lucky in that I grew up playing soccer. I played in college, and so I was kind of used to wearing, like, ponytails and managing, you know, like, the sweaty hair and still trying to look cute at the same time. So when I started running, it was like, okay, I know I can wear a ponytail. I know I can, you know, maybe need to wear a hat on this day. But we get that question all the time, and that is, like, I think the biggest barrier for Black women when it comes to working out. But I think that one thing that has, a couple things have helped. One is this whole natural hair movement. I've been natural now for about 2 years. Tony's been natural for a year. And, you know, it gives you that flexibility. I can go run and then go somewhere afterwards and still look great, you know. And then the second thing is that our, from by creating this community of Black women, you know, one of the biggest issues that we talk about on our Facebook pages is hair. So I think anyone who's new and wanting to get involved, they join the page and they can, or even go to the group run and they're like, you know, what are you guys doing with your hair? And they can get lots of different advice from people with different hairstyles, textures, you name it. And, you know, and people have really, you know, I think a lot of people have kind of figured out how, like, if you have a weave or if you're, there's, I know there's a lot of girls who are natural and run but wear their hair straight, and they give really good advice on keeping it straight when you run. So I think it's a good
resource. That's good.
Now. Yeah.
It's a horrible excuse. I mean, and that's a whole other TV show. I mean, or radio show, I should say. But talking about Black women and our hair. I'm an African American woman, and you know, I remember growing up, my mom wouldn't let me get a relaxer until I was out of high school. So I think my perception of hair and what it means to me was different than, say, people that were in school with me where their parents were like, you got to do the press and curl all the time. So I think I had a sense of freedom to do different types of activities and be involved in sports and different things. So it wasn't as much of a barrier, but it is a huge issue because we're very self-conscious, a lot of us, about how we look and how we come across, you know, to the world, and also how we perceive by other African-American women in relation to our hair. Now, Jocelyn, you are the ambassador for Black Girls Run. How did you become ambassador? You asked them? They nominated you? What was the procedure? What were the guidelines?
Well, I am one of several ambassadors for the Philly group. So there are ambassadors all for the groups all over the country, but I'm one of the ambassadors for Philly. And I reached out to Ashley and Tony. I had stopped running. I recently had moved back to Philadelphia and wasn't very active. I had moved back to Philadelphia from Houston, where the weather is very different, so I was able to be active year-round. But coming back home, and we had a number of brutal winters, and I found myself, I think I had gained a little bit of weight, which I'd never had an issue before, but that made me realize, okay, I'm 40 now, I need to, you know, just be more active. And I ran track in high school, so I thought that was the best thing to do. And someone who was a member of the New Jersey group, who I met in Houston, told me about Black Girls Run. And so I got on the page, and around the same time that I joined, Tony and Ashley were coming to town for a conference. I believe it was at Villanova, and I forget the name of the conference, but right. I made my way over there, bought a T-shirt, introduced myself, and, you know, I said, oh, okay, I'm the woman that emailed you, said that I want to, you know, get more involved.
Yeah.
You know, what do you need me to do, or what would you like me to do? And so that's when I became one of the ambassadors for the group here in Philly.
That is such a great, I mean, that takes a lot of courage, you know, to offer up yourself and your time and services, so to speak. Actually, how many groups? You have about 60, is that right, or do you have more now around the country?
Yes, we have about 60 groups across the U.S. I think we're in roughly like 30 states. And I just want to say that I have to give a shout-out to all of our ambassadors, Jocelyn and everyone. Like, they do such a good job, and that's how all of our groups run, is they're led by different ambassadors in the state, and they're very welcoming to all the new members and getting them started and involved.
Well, let me mention that you guys also are on Twitter and Facebook. Their website is www.blackgirlsrun.com. On Facebook, just look up Black Girls Run, and on Twitter, Black Girls Run. You can't miss that. So if you out there listening, or you have a friend, a family member, sister, cousin, brother, somebody, share the news. Black girls do run. And if somebody says to you, oh, no, that's not for me because of my hair, tell them to zip it and go to the website, and they can get advice about how they can run and still look beautiful. Now, you know, some of the things I want to cover here are, running is not like walking. What do you have advice about the types of shoes people should get? Maybe the certain brands that you recommend over others, and tips about running inside on a treadmill versus running outside on concrete or, say, in sand. What are some tips you can give people, Ashley?
Right. As far as the shoes, I tell everyone when you first get started, the most important gear that you invest in is your shoes. So go to a running store, like a specialty running store, and get fitted for sneakers or tennis shoes, running shoes. And what they'll do is they'll put you on the treadmill and they'll analyze your gait. And so they know if you need a neutral shoe or how you're running and put you in the perfect pair of shoes. That will hopefully help you eliminate a lot of injuries that come with wearing the wrong shoes. So I don't endorse a specific brand because it's every individual needs to find the brand that works best for them. Mm-hmm. And there are brands that offer a little bit of everything. In terms of running on different, on a treadmill versus the street, I think a good tip for a lot of people is to have an idea, like have an idea of you running for a goal or training or just following a training plan. I know a lot of people get on the treadmill and they get bored really easily. There's no training plan. They just get on there and they're like, oh, I'm going to run for 30 minutes. And that's not always sustainable for a long period of time. So, you know, come up with a plan. There's really good plans online, whether you're going to run for a minute, sprint for a minute, or whatever you're going to do, and just follow that.
Joshua, and Joy, if I can also point out to your question about running, just to be very clear, certainly the name of the group is Black Girls Run, but we do not discourage walkers or joggers from coming out. We welcome all ladies to come. We don't want anyone to feel intimidated to think, oh, I'm not up to running yet, I'm just walking. You know, everyone's welcome to come out. There's a group of women for every category, and if not, someone will stay with you. The motto is no woman left behind, and we hold true to that at all times.
Oh, that's a great motto. Now, when you start running, Jocelyn, do you do specific types of stretches, and what could you tell the audience this evening are some of the best stretches that you use to just limber up before you start running?
Well, it's very important whenever you start to exercise that you do some sort of warm-up. So we will do jumping jacks just to get the muscles warmed up and limber, stretching your calves, stretching your hamstring. So it really all depends. A lot of times there may be a large number of women out, particularly in the Philly chapter when we run on the weekends. So there will be someone who will lead in the stretching. And, you know, just to get everyone going, but sometimes, especially when we're running in the winter, we encourage people to, you know, do as much stretching while you're at home and it's warm, because if you're out and, you know, it's 20 degrees or something, it's not really a good look to be stretching when it's cold outside. So it's definitely something that's important to do, because that will help prevent injuries as well. The sneakers are important, but stretching is before and after the runs are equally as important.
Now, Ashley, you talked about creating a goal and not just getting on the treadmill and just running kind of aimlessly because you might get bored. So talk to them about your Couch to 5K program and what steps do Black Girls Run offer to help people get from the couch to 5K?
Right. A lot of our groups across the U.S. do Couch to 5K programs locally, so it's a good idea when, you know, if the group is starting one, for new runners to get involved with that. And what basically the Couch to 5K program is a 9-week program, and it takes you from, you know, sitting on the couch and being inactive to running 3 miles. And the way that it trains you for that type of mileage is that you do intervals. You do walk, run, and it slowly builds up your endurance. So that's why it's such a good program to use when you're first starting out. Another thing that's key with that program is that you're not doing too much too soon. A lot of people get really enthusiastic and excited, and they go out there and they're running, and they go from running a mile to wanting to run 10 miles the next week. And you can get injured that way. So it's nice to kind of gradually build your endurance and get your body used to being active again.
Now, one of the things that come to mind also in terms of women exercising, say, doing things outdoors, is safety. So this is a nice thing Black Girls Run. Having women to run together is a great thing. But what are some tips maybe, Jocelyn, you can give the audience about if you're a woman and you do want to start running, maybe there's not a chapter in your area, what can you do to try to help?
Hello?
Hello?
Joy? Ashley, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm don't know what happened.
Okay, I think she might be coming back on.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, ladies. I think I got disconnected.
Okay.
Can you hear me? I'm
yes.
sorry about
yes.
that. Technology,
no
man, I'll tell you. It keeps you on your toes.
It's beautiful when it works.
So you were saying about helping safety and helping women, you know, get connected and just keep be mindful. So could you just repeat some of your tips again about
Well, definitely you just want to be mindful of your surroundings. If it's an area that you're not familiar with, you want to make sure that if you're wearing headphones, you're listening to music, you don't want it to be too loud that you can't hear someone coming up
yeah.
on you or approaching you from behind, because you definitely want to be careful. But in most cases, we do encourage women, if you're not meeting up with one of our larger groups, please try and run with a buddy, because there's, you know, certainly safety in numbers, and we don't want any of our women, you know, being hurt out there. So be mindful of your surroundings. Keep your music to a comfortable volume so that you can hear what's going on. And, you know, just pay attention. You know, a lot of times a lot of us will run to clear our minds and, you know, just to be at peace and have a moment to ourselves, but you don't want to get caught up and not know what's going on if someone's coming up on you, so.
I mean, you want to listen to music. That's the thing. We have all these, like, iPhones and, you know, headphones, and we have the, you know, Bluetooth when we're on the phone, and it's just, like, you want to stay connected, but, I mean, you have to be really careful. Also, I'm not sure if you mentioned this, about varying your route. Like, if all the time you run down a certain block, maybe you want to switch up a little bit.
That's
that
true as well,
know,
if you're
actually
running in your neighborhood or something, yes. So, I mean,
yeah.
you just, it's a shame that you have to think that way, but you really, you have to, because we always say safety first as well. So,
yeah. Is that something maybe
don't
actually
run too late at night, if you're running by yourself or, you know, earlier
mm-hmm.
in the morning, at least now, you know, the sun is up at around 5:15, 5:30, so you're in a lighted area. But if you're running before the sun comes up, you really want to be careful. If not, just wait if you possibly can until the sun comes up if you're running alone.
Now, Ashley, is this something I do you might think in the future with the different groups around the country doing, like, self-defense? Again, we hate to have to think about this issue, but
right.
Is it just a reality for women, and everybody can't maybe do in the morning, they need to do after work, everybody can't do after work, they got to do in the morning, and maybe before they go to work, so it may not be light yet. I don't know if that's something, have you guys thought about something like that, or maybe connecting with another group, women's community center in different areas?
Right. No, that's not something that we thought about, actually, and it's definitely a good idea. But I think that our main message is, as Jocelyn said, to find a running partner, find a buddy. If you are, I definitely don't think that you should run alone at night. That's just not even good common sense. So if you have to run in those off hours, then definitely go to the gym and run on the treadmill, or invest in a treadmill for your house, something. I just don't think, you know, at the end of the day, I think you have to kind of use common sense as well. We also, there's ways that you can run with Maze, and if you are running in the morning or at night, to make sure that you're wearing reflective gear. I think that mm-hmm. other than self-defense, it's making sure that you're not hit by a car or whatever, and that people can see you. So
mm-hmm.
definitely wearing reflective gear.
Let me mention again your website, www.blackgirlsrun.com. You're on Facebook, Black Girls Run. Also, you're on Twitter, Black Girls Run. And also, I want to thank the people in the chat room. I see you in there listening. You can go from Couch to 5K through Black Girls Run, so you want to connect with them. If you're a woman and you're worried about your hair, do not, girl, they got you covered, okay? You can just go and read their blog, and they will help you out. And they will support you, and you don't have to worry about that. Don't let your hair be a barrier to your health. We have so many disparities with our health: blood pressure, diabetes, you know, stress. I mean, all these things can be helped by running. Jocelyn, the ambassador, mentioned that they have different types of groups, so if you're just walking and you're just started, that's fine. If you're jogging, they have somebody for you if you're jogging. And if you're more advanced, they have more advanced people. Now, Ashley, have you run a marathon, or Jocelyn, have you done a marathon at all?
Yeah.
I did New York last year.
Wow. Was that your first time or no, that you've done it multiple times?
No, that was my first time. It was an incredible experience. It was really challenging mentally and physically, but at the end of the day, you just feel this, you know, overwhelming sense of accomplishment, so it's definitely worth it.
And Jocelyn, have you run a marathon?
I did a marathon in 2003, I believe, because it'll be 9 years in Hawaii. That was my first and only.
Wow, Hawaii, though, what a great scenery, no? Or you were just so focused on the run that you kind of, like, didn't...
Oh, no, it was great scenery. I was soaking it all in. It was a great trip. And I actually did it, and for those who are avid runners and like to do marathons, I did it as a fundraiser for the American Heart Association. So I did have to raise money, but it covered my airfare and all of my accommodations.
Oh, that's awesome.
I ran for the American Heart Association as well.
Yes.
Oh, great. Yeah. Now, Ashley and Jocelyn, either of you could answer this. How many days a week did you have to train for the marathon?
It's really what you put into it. They have a coach that they assign to you, so some people will run, you know, every day. And typically you get a rest day. So depending on your schedule, you'll go out in the morning, and then certainly on Saturday and Sunday is when you would do your longer miles and really get in the mileage on the weekends.
Wow. But, I mean, just tell me, like, was it 20 miles a week you had to run? I mean, the marathon is 26 miles, right?
Right.
26.2.
Don't forget the 0.2.
The good thing is
build up. Yeah.
I did an 18-week program, so it was plenty of time to really build up your endurance, and, you know, you go from 14 to 15 to 16 miles every week. So, but I made the mistake of overtraining. I ran too much and then got a little bit injured. But yeah, it was the training can be a little bit grueling.
Right. And again, no, I know to point out, for marathons, it's not all running. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of people. There were people out there who were power walking, people who were just walking. I know some people think, oh, well, if you do a marathon and you walk, that's cheating. I have yet to meet someone who wakes up in the morning and say, I'm going to walk 26.2 miles. So you're still doing more than most people who are, you know, sitting on the couch and talking about
something. Yeah, yeah. I don't think walking 26 miles is cheating in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
So definitely that's a great insight there. But now in terms of injuries, people get like shin injuries, hip things. What do you suggest? Although, of course, checking with their PCP, but what are some common things that you see that women get, Ashley, throughout the country that they maybe write into you or email you about?
Right. I think shin splints are probably the most common injury that can result from wearing the wrong shoes or having needing arch supports and your arches are falling, and so it's causing that pain. It's really hard to kind of give advice, I've learned at this point, because there's so many things that could potentially be going wrong in your body when you get, like, runner's knee or whatever.
So it's
kind of best, I always say, to go see your doctor and really get to them have you analyze you and figure out what the problem is.
I would also suggest that people, before they actually start, you know, hanging out with Black Girls Run, that you go to your PCP and just make sure you have a physical. I mean, you should be doing that every year, get your physical. Also, make sure if you're a woman, go see your OBGYN and get your pap smear. If you're over 40, get your mammogram, and the whole nine. I could give a whole speech about all the things that we need to do. Get your eyes checked out. But definitely check with your PCP first before you start any exercise plan. Just so that if you start, then you can continue. And then if you do start feeling some pain or, you know, discomfort, don't ignore it. I mean, because, again, it may be the running, but it could be something else. So I would definitely emphasize going to see your PCP before, but also during, if you feel that something's not working the way it used to and you're feeling aches and pains. Don't just, you know, shrug it off, well, I'm getting old or, you know, I have too much weight on me. You just want to double check and make sure that there's nothing else going on. Now, I'm going to be giving away some T-shirts thanks to Tony and Ashley. So if you want to get a T-shirt that says Black Girls Run and their different phrases, follow me on Twitter, @JoyKeys, and also become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and you can possibly be a winner of a T-shirt from Black Girls Run. I want to thank Jocelyn and Ashley for coming on this evening.
You're welcome, Joy. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and please stay in touch. And do the video for Philadelphia, Ashley, please.
I will.
Okay.
We'll hold you to that, Ashley.
Okay. You guys all heard that, right? She's going to do a video just for me. No, she's doing a video just to welcome the Philadelphia participants in Black Girls Run. They're in 60, they have 60 groups around the country. Again, follow them on Twitter, Black Girls Run. They're on Facebook, Black Girls Run. And also they have a website. You guess it, blackgirlsrun.com. Don't sleep on this. It's a wonderful group. They're very supportive. They're very open. You don't have to be an expert runner. They have different, people walk with you, jog with you, or more expert. They have cute gear you can wear if you're worried, you want to flirt with the guy on the track. You have cute gear you can wear. You can buy from them and support some beautiful sisters doing some great things in the communities across the country. So, and if there's not a group in your area, check them out anyway. Maybe you can be the one to start it and be an ambassador like Jocelyn. Okay? But thank you, ladies, for coming on. Have a wonderful evening.
You do the same. Take care, Joy.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the show. Just got off the phone with Ashley Hicks. She's the founder of Black Girls Run. And also Jocelyn Wright. She's an ambassador here in the Philadelphia group. But, again, they have 60 groups across the country. Check them out. Follow Black Girls Run on Twitter. Again, Black Girls Run on Facebook. And Black Girls Run on blackgirlsrun.com on is their website. But follow me at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And also send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I'm giving away two T-shirts. So if you want those, you better follow. And Saturday, I'll be talking to Salt from Salt and Pepper. Yes, she's going to be on here, Cheryl James, and also Dr. Ronnie Whitfield, the hip-hop doc. We're talking about hip-hop and strokes. And they're having a hip-hop contest with the American Stroke Association. They're both judges, so you want to learn more about that, tune in. And the grand prize is to meet Terrence J. from 106 and Park. So to learn more about that, tune in Saturday, June 2nd at 11 a.m. Eastern. Also June 2nd, I'll be speaking with the Color of Autism group. They are giving away iPads to children with autism. So if you want to learn about getting one of those iPads, tune in Saturday at 11:30 to learn more about that program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful Thursday evening, and I hope to hear from you on Saturday. Thank you so much.